now we are suffering. My brother, let's look at those countries that say they are very democratic. People are suffering. Let's look at America. What is happening in America right now? What is happening in South Africa right now? And yet people are crying foul. You know what we are simply saying is, let's not finger point at each other instead of focusing on things that are making development. And my biggest concern is, why is someone basing on the documented called mafia? Does he have proof of that thing happened? The economies of the world are being affected by other mafias, and yet he's focusing on the called mafia. And my question is, how much is the called mafia worth? If another country of Mexico runs the economy, it's worth 1.2 billion. With the Russian mafia, they run the economy, it's worth 1.5 billion. And you are telling me about the called mafia, that is not even worth $1 billion. So, my brother, I think what we need here are solutions that are going to take the nation forward, not keep blinking. We are running the affairs of both national government and local government and ZANU-PF. We are building roads. We are building dams. We are constructing poles so that people can get access to water. Yet someone is telling us about transparency. What kind of transparency does one need for a nation to move forward? So I think, my brother, what we need right now is mindset renewal from the people that we call themselves the opposition. Because the opposition, I think, it's the right long break. Right now, we have a bunch of people who have no direction. I'm not going to see opposition party. There something that we can offer the general populace of Zimbabwe.
Mnumzana Muringai, kuthiwa yebo umnotho awumanga kuhle kodwa abantu beZimbabwe baphila ngcono kakhulu ukwedlula kwamanye amazwe.
Ye into esuphayo masikhuluma ngezindaba zenotho yeZimbabwe ngoba siyabona ukuthi abantu bezanu njengoba bona behlezi kahle bemuli zabo, they do not see the plight yabantu. Ngathesi sileyo problem esiyibonayo thina eyama-drugs, abantwana beshaya ama-drugs lamavuzu party, abantu bengakwanisi ukubhadala ama-school fees. Sibona lathi i-migration ama-factors ukuthi i-brain drain abantu baningi eZimbabwe, they are going, ama-teacher, ama-engineer, ama-nurse, they are moving to countries like England to become nurse aid. So yikho engikutshoyo ukuthi okay, mabe sithi bona i-economy ihamba kuhle, why are people living in their thousands? The most productive and progressive industries eZimbabwe, number one ngamajele, number two is passport office. Why is it ukuthi kule migration forces ezihambisa abantu into countries like surrounding countries like Mozambique, AI underdeveloped South Africa, Rwanda, wahamba amatitsha and all these other places? Moreover, thina in our country sotshengisekela ukuthi we cannot run our own affairs. Why?
Naso mnumzana Masikati.
Right, my brother, as kindly in the past 5 years, the economy of Zimbabwe equally in GDP more than 10 billion. And that is the size of the Rwandan economy. Let alone, we see our focus is relative money. That was caused by an increase in cost deliveries to Fidelity. So that's what I'm saying. What in my economy cost mafia does is proof of what you're saying. That is the first point. The second point, you cannot tell us what people are moving outside the country on a daily basis. Yet some people are coming back to Zimbabwe saying Zimbabwe is a better place to live in. I will tell you what on a daily basis we see our life and we look at our land and we are not bound to be able to do it. That is a point to note. Firstly, if we are talking about deep development that is being done by ZANU-PF within Zimbabwe, we are talking about roads only. Harare Bulawa Highway, it was ZANU-PF. It was the road that was constructed by the Emergency Road Rehabilitation. We are constructing the Victoria Falls Highway now. We have got Timasingo Pipe Bridge Highway. We have got the Harare Chirundu Highway. These are things that are under construction. Later on, we talk about our dams that we are constructing so that we can feed our own people. And we are increasing these things, the infrastructural program. And as you speak right now, we have got a bumper harvest because of ZANU-PF. Yet these guys are busy going out there, denigrating the name of their own country. And we are saying, what can we do to deal with such people?
Mnumzana Muringai.
Bona bakhuluma ngokuthi let's develop our country, sibuye kanye, ngoba bathi bona we are not being patriotic and we're not trying to work together. Tina City, an example, air 2 weeks ago, La Panacea City, as Kulumeni Pelaginda was on a legal parliament. Singahamba, not even near Gold Mafia. Singahamba Nendaba is the election, Uke Tolubuela. Sacela sathi thina sifuna ukuthi indaba zona lezi zibuye eParliament kube le diaspora votes. Abantu abeZimbabwe abacontribute over $1 billion every year abahlala overseas. Hayi kuthi hayi abamelanga bevota ngebandla labo leZANU-PF. Those are economic chapters ezibulala ilizwe lethu. Ngoba abantu abahlala overseas bangacontributa to the revival of our country. Ubambe ngendaba yokuthi eAmerica le ndaba zonke akulandawo eperfect. But into ngama governments amanye amazwe is helping their people. Manje lapho esikubonayo ngebandla lezane eZimbabwe, they don't care.